Yeah, with your new work, or with the work on Pony Tricks, 9 of the 11 tracks are new versions of old songs.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of motivated you to return to some of your old material?
Well, what I wanted to do is give a fair representation of the catalog.
Right.
So I was trying to pull a few things from each record.
So it's like almost a greatest hits mentality in that way, or sort of like.
Sure, that's one way to put it. But I was more thinking though along the lines of like just representing the catalog,
right?
But also I was picking tunes that I felt could go somewhere else, not just sort of do a stripped down version, but like take a song like Hangover Days and change all the verses into minor chords.
Huh.
And it casts a whole different other shadow over the tune. It becomes
a third. That's really interesting. I'm going to have to hear that again and pay attention to that, making it
minor. Key changes, there's a lot of key changes. Big tempo changes in some songs.
Huh.
So they had to be interesting. Not necessarily just stripped down, but just different.
Yeah.
One
thing is just I think that like Canadians seem to really enjoy folk music, like this country especially. And do you think that there's anything about living in Canada that maybe makes people get folk music, or something about life in Canada, like you having spent a lot of time living here? Is there something that makes folk music just seem right in Canada or something?
I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, I could hazard a guess. it might have something to do. We have a strong writing tradition in fiction.
Right.
And I think, I think that it may have to do with part of our shared character and being a little standoffish.
I think that's actually a really good point.
Yeah, well, I think, like for example, like in really general terms, you play a show to folks in the United States, they're more comfortable in their bodies, and they're more comfortable expressing how they feel about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's get the fuck off the stage, you suck, or yo, dude, you're awesome,
Yeah, they're more vocal
about
it.
In Canada, you just get a polite applause and are left wondering, do they hate me? Do they love me? So there's a pause that we take, I think we could learn a little from our neighbors to the south of us insofar as being a little more comfortable expressing our opinion. But I do value that pause to an extent that there's some reflection going on. We're thinking about it, and I think that has something to do with our strong tradition of good writing. Whether it be songs or fiction.
Do you miss the sort of blue collar life, and do you still channel it into your music somehow?
Well, I don't miss the hard labor. I miss some of the finer work, the shop work. It's really rewarding. You get tangible results. But I love songwriting more than anything. So if I have the time in a day to do that, I'm happy as a pig in shit,
That's great.
So it's what I'd rather do, I think having spent a large part of my adult life working in a trade, I think it's given me a good appreciation of what it means to actually work, and so therefore the lifestyle that I have now, I feel like I'm on vacation all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a lot of musicians, when they're young and first getting into this, haven't really worked. And you hear them whine about it, how hard it is on the road,